It is 93.7 WEEI, Rich Chertenlieb, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson, and you. 617-779-7937. You can also listen to us on the Odyssey app. You can record your little take there. If you want to leave a message and don't stay on hold, just press the little microphone button, and we put those out there in the 5 o'clock hour. So you got a couple more minutes.
We've been away from take grenades for a week. I miss those.
I know. So get them suckers in there, baby. Just press that microphone and make our job easy. All right. What a weird way to end what was a fantastic series against a very good team. Obviously, the Red Sox seem to play better against good teams than they do against the bad ones, and it's infuriating. But it was to lose a game on just like three walks in a row just sucks. It was not fun. However, I do believe that there was a little bit of karma from the old Jimmy Fund, and it was kind of cool hearing Tolley talk about it afterwards too, because I know it's obviously something his mother passed away, and that was very cool, and that was nice to see that. But you know what? Bummer of a way to end it. It didn't stop, however, our own Dale Ordway to go out to the streets and talk to people. You know, originally he wasn't going out there to talk to him about the game, but there was a dude there. Let's go ahead and start with this. What do you say, Stiz? There was just a gentleman who went right up to him and said, you know, what do you think of the game? And here's what he had to say.
Are you a Red Sox fan?
Yeah, I love the Sox.
All right.
The idiots were blown in the 10th inning. You know what I mean? But what can you do? You know? They just eat their own after winning 20 games in a row. It's crazy.
Yeah, wow. Very descriptive. So this is all after the game, I'm assuming.
Yes, after the game. Yep.
Okay, all right.
And there was a lot of numbers thrown out with how many games they won in a row. None of them were correct.
Red Sox, will you please stop eating your own blank?
I don't even want to know what the blank was.
I've never.
You would do if you could.
Yes. We would never leave home. Oh. I have never heard that phrase before ever in my life. But coming from that guy, it sounds like he said it 1,000 times. Let me hear that one more time. He's so funny. Let me just hear that.
You know what I mean? But what can you do? You know? They just eat their own after winning 20 games in a row. It's crazy.
Yeah, right. You rounded up to 20. 20
sure,
wins in a row.
Sure, 20 wins in a row. Sure,
I got a 16, 17, 18,
nice.
18.
Nice.
Sure. Let's go 20. All right. So now there's a question that's been on our mind lately, and we've been talking a little bit about this. It has to do with football. And let's go ahead and let it roll, Stiz.
Is Tom Brady a weirdo?
Tom Brady? So the dude eats avocados for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, including ice cream. He's got a supermodel wife who's not even that hot. I've seen like 400 hotter chicks than her in Loco Selfie, which Roman Anthony hangs out there every night. He's a local. He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo. He kisses
up. Stop. First of all, I love it. Giselle's not even hot. I've seen hotter chicks down there at Local over off Broadway. And Roman Anthony. And I saw Roman Anthony and him and Marcelo Maia. And then he punched him in the jaw and hooked up with his sister. That's the guy. This is the guy who wrote all that stuff
Reddit
on Reddit.
Guy? Oh, good.
This is the Reddit guy. I do love that, like, everyone swears they see Roman Anthony. Still Roman Anthony down in Southie. Listen, there's a lot of young, attractive people living in Southie.
Rich, he was out in them streets. Mm-hmm. I
don't doubt that for a minute. And to be quite honest, if you were him, wouldn't you want to be going out too?
Yeah, and that's what Baseball Brad, what was that? Baseball Brett. He had said that, you know, he did defend Roman, but he was also like, look, these kids are young players. They just signed contracts for millions of dollars.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I think the 70s fun. Bruins were out on Newbury Street or wherever it was, hot at the time. You
know? No. He's slaying his way through the Lincoln Tavern. He's going over to Capo downstairs. It ends up at Loco and then ends the night at Stats. That's just the best. I just like it. Yeah, Giselle's not even hot. Yeah, okay. Of course.
So this fella, he was one of a threesome, and regular three guys go to a game, and they put their really very drunk buddy into a cab on his way home right before I started talking to them.
Well, that was very responsible of them. All right, roll it back for just a couple seconds.
I've seen like 400 hotter chicks than her in Loco Selfie, which Roman Anthony hangs out there every night. He's the local. He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo. He kisses his kids on the lips. He hates our team for no damn reason. He would not exist without us. I want to like the guy. I really do, because he brought me 6 championships since I was a kid, but he's a jerk off. I watched him. He owns the Raiders now. You own 1% of the Raiders. I could own 1% of the Raiders. They suck donkey nut hole. I've seen several donkeys a walrus. And that's probably a more impressive franchise than the Raiders right now. It's a disgrace. He's a disgrace. I want to like him so bad. He's gone from like my second favorite Boston athlete of all time to like 487th. And I don't even, I mean, I know like well more than 487 athletes, yeah, but he might be lower. He's a loser.
Told you.
Wow.
You may even told you. Who brought this up first that I got shouted down for saying?
Maybe, but I kept saying his stock has plummeted here.
You kept saying.
I mean, listen, he's no donkey nuthole.
And how did Jackson even start asking about Brady randomly? Look, this whole thing is mind-blowing.
Oh, the Brady thing's great. Is Brady a weirdo is like the ultimate conversation starter.
So that was the question of the night.
Yeah. I can't think of a conversation that I get funnier answers in it just randomly if I talk to people about Tom Brady being a weirdo, because everyone's got an opinion on it. And you're right. And I have to give you credit, Ken. You are the OG when it comes to what New England is starting to think of Tom Brady. And I got to be honest, you know, the more people I hear talk about it, the more I do indeed think he's a donkey nuthole.
I've seen several donkeys of walrus.
Okay, well, that's
call him
you.
A disgrace. I mean, wow, that's strong.
He's a loser.
Nothing loser.
I would say he's a loser, but
he won. I think he's a winner. But
yeah. All right, let's go to the next one.
Is Tom Brady a weirdo?
Do I respect Tom Brady? Absolutely. He brought us 6 championships. I love that guy to death. Do I think he's a weirdo? I don't know what goes on in that guy's head. He divorced one of the hottest women on the planet, in Giselle, and yet she's still dating people under his grade. Weird? 100%. There's only one reason why a woman like Giselle divorces Brady. It has to be the weird factor.
If I was Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, I would also accept the divorce from Giselle and go play the field with the young women of the night these days.
Doesn't that mean whores? The ladies of the night?
Young women of the night.
And then I would go to Locos and Southie with Roman Anthony. And we would just, like, plow our way down the street.
I like that second guy, though, because you could tell 3 hours and 20 minutes, whatever the game was, that the beers were hitting, finally.
This guy 3 different times on the street. And the last time was I was walking out of the dispensary while he was walking in.
Wow, so he was going to sober up by getting stoned. I mean, listen, hair of the dog is different for everybody. All right, let's go to the last one, shall we?
Is Tom Brady a weirdo?
I guess you have to be a little weird to be the GOAT, but he's wearing a mask of himself now. The whole face, the whole plastic surgery thing is out of control. He's like, it's as if he's gone to Spirit, put on a mask of himself, and now that he's wearing around. It's, that part is ridiculous. He's unrecognizable. His cheekbones will cut somebody.
He does look like he's wearing a Tom Brady mask wherever he goes. That Jake Paul thing is so dumb.
Oh, my God.
It really is. I mean, and I love that it took that point for people to jump off. It was like, you know, the investing in the cloning your dog industry was just perfectly fine. But, man, when he, like, pretended he was in a fake fight with Jake Paul, that's where I draw the line. His hanging out with that Brinkman-Fried guy who ended up going to jail for, like, fraud, you know, all the crypto. Perfectly fine with that. But, man, when he pretended he was the Undertaker, I'm out.
And there was an uncomfortable amount of people who were not cool with him kissing his kid on the lips.
Yeah. I mean, that was in his own video. What was that documentary with the...
He's done it many times.
The only thing is about that. I'm at the time. I like. Come on, man.
It's his kid's a little like.
Kid is dad.
No. I found it a little weird.
All right.
Just being honest.
I don't think that's the thing that made him a donkey nuthole. If you ask me. I mean, there's a million other things that you could put there.
Right.
God, I'm going to use that phrase. I learned several phrases that I'm going to put into my vocabulary immediately from that. All right. Well, Fenway's a fun place. It's so fun that you could be standing next to somebody who is screaming at Wilson Contreras, and Wilson Contreras is jawing back too, and you're getting death stares from from Garrett Whitlock. We actually have, if you saw yesterday, because it became a big story, Wilson Contreras going back and forth with someone in the stands. We have someone who is right there next to that guy telling us exactly the play-by-play of what went down. And I have to be honest, It's got twists and turns, and it started well before Wilson Contreras was involved. And Kristen Mulrooney was right there, and we will talk to her next in 2 minutes.
I could own 1% of the Raiders. They suck donkey nut hole.